my dearly beloved in Christ. Today, as we begin the final fortnight of Lent, Passiontide, our focus becomes exclusively a reflection upon our Lord's Passion. And next Sunday is read for the Gospel, the Passion of our Lord according to St. Matthew, and then also on different days during Holy Week, the Passion according to Saints Mark, Luke, and John. And we should reflect on our Lord's Passion. And one thing that particularly strikes us, among many other things, is the blindness of the leaders of the Jewish people. And you think to yourself, how could they have been so blind to who our Lord was? Our Lord worked more miracles than any of the prophets and all of the prophets put together, raising people from the dead, curing lepers, the blind, the lame, and sometimes dozens, probably even hundreds of miracles, even on one day. And the people said of our Lord, "Never did any man speak like this man." The people could see it, that our Lord was unique. And yet, the Pharisees remained blind. And then, we read in today's gospel that they were so blind that they took up stones to stone our Lord, because he said, "Before Abraham came to be, I am." In fact, he was declaring his divinity. And of course, they said, well, he's blaspheming. So what is the lesson then we must learn? That is to be very fearful of and very careful to avoid what we would call hardness of heart. And this term, hard of heart, occurs fairly often in Scripture. Do you remember when our Lord taught the indissolubility of marriage? The leaders came up to him, the priests and the scribes, etc., and they said, well, then if that's the way it is supposed to be, why did Moses allow divorce? And our Lord said, Moses allowed divorce because of the hardness of your hearts. But from the beginning, it was not so. And so our Lord was reinstituting marriage as it was ordained by God from the beginning, and the indissolubility of marriage, and outlawing forbidding divorce. So we see that use of our Lord using that term, hardness of heart. It is found in other places in Scripture. One that I particularly recall is in Psalm 94, because we pray this every single day in the Divine Office. And one of the verses is as follows: "Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts," as in the provocation. And it makes reference to the time when the chosen people had been led out of Egypt and they were about to enter the promised land. And there was a rebellion because the scouts came back and said, oh, this is a very powerful people. We won't be able to conquer them. And the people rebelled against Moses, which really was a rebellion against God. And they wanted to even go back into Egypt and live in slavery rather than to risk their lives in fighting for this land that God said he would give them. So because of their hardness of heart on that occasion, they had to wander for 40 years in the desert. And St. Paul makes reference to that quotation, Psalm 94, in his epistle to the Hebrews, and I'd like to read that section. He's talking to the early Christians about not being hard of heart. "As the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the desert, where your fathers tempted me, proved and saw my works. 40 years, for which cause I was offended with this generation. And I said, they always err in heart, and they have not known my ways. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest perhaps there be any of you, in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief to depart from the living God. But exhort one another every day, whilst it is called today, that none of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." So now St. Paul right there talks about, number one, the danger of the evil of hardness of heart, and number two, where does it come from? It comes from obstinacy and sin and repetition of sin. The habit of sin, what we'd call vice, hardens the heart. On another occasion, the apostle said to our Lord that the Pharisees were scandalized at something he said. And our Lord said, "Let them alone, they are blind," which would be another way of saying they are hard of heart. So as we reflect during these final 2 weeks of Lent on the passion of our Lord and the part that the Jewish leaders had, let us fear that state of hardness of heart. And how do we avoid it? First of all, by humility, by having a humble awareness of our weakness, of the weakness of fallen human nature. Because when we are humble, then we turn to Almighty God, to our Blessed Mother, and say, "Help me, I need your help." So we have to have that humility and that earnestness in our prayer. But we must fear that state of hardness of heart. There are, as I said, a number of occasions in which that term is mentioned in Scripture. But one of them, where perhaps the word hardness of heart is not used, but in effect, that is what happened. One of them is the story told only in St. Luke's Gospel of the rich man and Lazarus. So there was this rich man, our Lord said, that feasted sumptuously every day. And there was a poor man at the gate of his palace who just wanted to have even the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, but no one gave him anything. And he begged there at the gate of the palace, hardly received anything, and eventually died. And likewise, the rich man died. And as our Lord told the parable, the rich man was buried in hell, but the poor man Lazarus went to heaven with Abraham, the limbo of the ancients, not the beatific vision of heaven, but to paradise with Abraham. And the rich man was tormented in hell, and he lifted up his eyes, and he saw in a distance Abraham and Lazarus. And he said, "Father Abraham, send Lazarus to me that he would just even dip his finger into water and put a drop of water on my tongue, because I am tormented in this place." And Abraham says, "That cannot be, because between you and us there is a chasm, and no one where you are can come here, and no one from here can go to you." And then the rich man said, "Well, if that be the case, at least have Lazarus return to the earth, return to life, and warn my relatives so that they don't have to come to this place of torment." And Abraham said, "No, your relatives have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." And the rich man said, "No, Abraham, but if someone returns from the dead, then they will listen." And Abraham said, "No, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they listen if someone returns from the dead." In other words, they were hard of heart. And we see this often. We think to ourselves, how could the chosen people, who 5 days before had hailed our Lord as the Messiah on Palm Sunday, how could they have called out for his crucifixion just 5 days later, being stirred up by the priests who shouted out, "We have no king but Caesar, and his blood be upon us and upon our children. Away with this man, let him be crucified," and stirred up the people who said the same thing. How could that be? Again, the term hardness of heart. We must fear that state, which is brought about by repetition of sin, remaining in sin, lacking humility, giving into pride. We also see the fact that when our Lord died, darkness covered the earth from noon until 3 o'clock for 3 hours, not an eclipse of the sun where there's darkness for 20 minutes or whatever it is, but for 3 hours. And it was as night, you could see the stars. And when our Lord died, the rocks, the earth quaked and the rocks were rent. And it says in Scripture that the bodies of many of those who had been dead rose from the dead and went through the city rebuking the people. And still, so many of them refused to accept our Lord, refused to acknowledge the testimony of nature and of those rising from the dead, that this was indeed the Son of God. And yet the centurion, a pagan, said, this was indeed the Son of God. So we must be docile and humble and fearful of that state of blindness and hardness of heart. Let us humbly pray to our Blessed Mother to keep us on the straight and narrow path, to help us persevere in living a life of sanctifying grace and avoiding sin, which can ultimately lead, if not checked, can lead to hardness of heart, that dreadful condition that so blinded the Pharisees and so many of the chosen people. May it never blind us to the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.